Second parak of Me'ilah, first Mishnah. Chatas ha'oif, moilam ba'amisha hukdesha. Chatas ha'oif, one is moil, from the time there is hekdesh. Because it's like all the kodshim kodoshim, nimlako, when the mlik is done. That's equivalent to a shchita by a korban. He'll surely possible to yom, because a korban benita, v'alina. It becomes a high level of kedusha, and it will become tummy if a person who went to the mikveh that day, but did not wait till after sunset, become possible such a person. And also from somebody who brought has a certain type of tummy that needs a korban to bring, to be brought. If he went to the mikveh and did everything but didn't bring the korban, even if it's the next day after he went to the mikveh, he still has a certain level of tumah called mechusa kippurim, tzabetzayra, yeledes, zav, zava. So these type of tumahs, till they bring the korban, they're not allowed to touch the these type of korban, and it will be possible. It will be lina if it waits over, if it goes overnight, it will become possible. Who's a dama? Once they sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, chayiv amaleah. From that point on, if he is chayiv mishum pigum, if he did the avodah sadan from shechita to zrika, he did with the thought of eating it in the wrong time. Or noiser, he left the meat after the prescribed time to eat it. Or tummy, he ate it when he was tummy. He'll get chorus by any of these three only after the dam was sprinkled, the blood was sprinkled on his bech. Ein ba me'ilah. Once they did the zrika sadam, there's no more me'ilah, because me'ilah is only for something which is reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. Here, once they sprinkled the blood, the kohanim eat it. Something that's edible by kohanim does not have me'ilah.